It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Yes. 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 Most, not all, but most of my picks for the runoff election were accurate. I don't get it right every time. I don't get it right all the time, but I get it right most of the time. Hey there, I am Lee Matthews, and this is Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Welcome to the peak of the week. And this is Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, the only place in Oklahoma where you can sound off and be heard. That's what it's all about. That is what polite discourse is all about. That is what conversation is all about. And if conversation is an art, well, then I am its maestro. So join in the conversation, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. So, Mike Mazie will now face Cindy Munson for governor. Now, I want to go on the record that Mike Mazie was not my first choice, and I hope he forgives me for that. Governor Stitt did not. When Stitt first ran in the first term, I remember interviewing him. And it was right after he won. And he came in and he did an in-person interview. And we did had a good time, had a good interview. And afterwards, he snidely looked at me and said, "You didn't think I could win, did you?" And I said, "No, sir, it isn't that I didn't think you could win. I didn't think you were well-known enough. I didn't think you had enough name recognition in the West. I knew you had it in Tulsa. I knew you had it in parts of Oklahoma City. I knew you had it in the financial community, but I didn't think you had it in the West. And I was wrong, sir." "Well, it was nice to hear you say it." And then he just kind of walked curtly out of the building, and I thought, he'll never be back. And he's only been on with me maybe twice in his two terms. I even asked, because his wife was going to be doing some sort of charity work, and I thought, ooh, that would be good to talk to her about that. Nothing political, just, you know, "Hey, I'd love to have your wife on. Can you, can you send me some information or send me her publicist or something?" Nothing. Crickets. Nothing at all. And I thought, okay. All right. Even though I am the conservative voice for Oklahoma, he thinks I was dissing him because I didn't support him 100% from day one. And that's fine. I get it. I get it. So I hope Mike Mazie isn't the same way. And I hope Mike Mazie doesn't make himself scarce. In fact, now that we know who is running and it's been narrowed down to two people, I'm going to invite them on this show. I'm going to give them equal time to make their case. I don't do gotcha interviews. I don't think I have to. Especially with the way the left is these days. They're not hiding their Marxism. They're not hiding their love of communism.
"Oh, it's not communism, it's socialism."
No, it's communism. As much government interference and government control as you're advocating for the state of Oklahoma, Cindy Munson, it's communism. So good luck to Mike Mazie. I don't know that he'll have much of a problem winning. He is the only conservative in that race. And Cindy Munson thus far really hasn't pulled some of the Bravo Sierra that Gettner Drummond was pulling. And I'm not going to gloat over Gettner Drummond not winning. I had this conversation with a good friend at lunch. I said, "Look, I chose Mazie because between Mazie and Drummond, I thought Mazie was the better choice. Mazie had a plan. Mazie was going to talk about income taxes and property taxes and the turnpikes. And these are all issues that I talk about on this program because they are issues that I think need to be dealt with on this program. You want to talk about housing shortages? You want to talk about property shortages? Our property taxes have a lot to do with that. You want to talk about a lot of money that's going to our junior college system, but somehow it's not being utilized as much as our university system? That's a problem, if you ask me. That means that tax money is being wasted. Don't get me wrong. I love our junior college system. I love driving by these junior colleges. They're palaces. Palaces of learning. I tell you what, I don't like seeing the parking lot not full. And it's within your grasp to go if you are a citizen of Oklahoma and have paid Oklahoma taxes. So it's not that I want to take away the junior college system. It's not that I want our education system to suffer at all. I don't want to keep throwing money at it if that money is not being best utilized to educate people, which I don't think it is in many cases. So Mike Mazie was the only one talking about it. What was Gettner Drummond talking about?
Yeah, we're going to get rid of that nasty smelter in Inola. Oh, yeah, that nasty old insurance company, we're going to go get them. Huh. That nasty Catholic church trying to open a charter school. We're going to stop it right now.
Really? Wow. On the list of things that are important to people in Oklahoma, that wasn't even in the top five with a bullet, Mr. Drummond. I supported him for district attorney general. But when he started some of that, Bravo Sierra, I was like, look, dude, you sound like a Democrat. You sound like a Democrat talking about issues that are not important to people. What are you going to do about data centers? What are you going to do about taxes? What are you going to do about our waning energy system? What are you going to do about Trump wanting to pump more oil through Oklahoma than any previous president? How are we going to monetize that? And then today, Facebook announced a monstrous settlement. And Oklahoma is one of the 29 states that's going to benefit. Where's that money going to go? I ask you that. Because here we are talking about teacher raises. Here we are talking about more turnpikes. Here we are talking about stupid light rails that we don't need. And we're about to get a windfall. How is that going to be wasted? That's what I want to know. And I don't hear anybody talking about it. I know it just happened today. But at any rate, so we'll see. Mazie is going to go on to the main fight, the main race. Oklahoma superintendent, this is one I got wrong. Robert Franklin edged out James Taylor, probably because he had more money. He had the backing of the National Teachers Association. So that was one of my turnoffs. Yeah, he's got teaching experience, but it's mostly special education. Most of his experience is administration, and he won that argument.
Well, I'm an administrator. I know how to administer.
And I don't want an administrator in that position. I want somebody who's going to do good things for the teachers and for the classrooms. Insurance Commissioner Bob Sullivan, I got that one wrong, too. He had a lot of money that came to him from the American Trial Lawyers Association. Why? Because he probably is going to be a fan of low tort. Senate Democrat runoff, Jasmine Thomas. I'll get into that in just a minute because that's going to be an interesting race. And State Question 844 went down in flames. 70% to 20%. Amen, brother. State Question 846. It passed 56%. I called that one. That's the one that codifies showing your ID in our state constitution, and State Question 844 has to deal with giving the municipalities money that comes from property taxes. It was going to turn a lot of that authority over to the legislature, which I was not a fan of. Because if you are in a small town and you decide you want a data center, or you decide you want an aluminum smelter, and that industry comes into your town and starts making you lots of tax money, you should be able to enjoy the benefits of that tax money and not have the legislature potentially take it away and give it to somebody else. So that was the results yesterday. I wanted to get into that, and also the Senate race that is coming, which I think will be the most interesting of the races that is coming in November, all on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air starting us off. What is your name, and where are you?
Hey, Lee Dave and Stroud.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, I'm going to change gears on you. I didn't get to hear yesterday. I was getting out of the car, and my wife was hollering, dinner's ready.
Shame on you. You mean, Dave, you don't listen to me 24/7 and you don't record this program and then play it back when you and your wife are having dinner with the candlelight and my voice in the background?
I'm going to answer you in Spanish. No.
You know sarcasm when you hear it. Yes. Thank you. Yes.
That's what makes it. Hey, as I was hopping out of the truck, I heard you mention, because I asked it first thing
you
yesterday.
Did.
About the CIA.
Yeah, and it took me a while to get the information, and even then it was spotty. But now I've got that information, and do you have time?
I'm going to hang up and listen.
Okay. Well, you don't have to hang up and listen, because I want to know what you think about it yourself, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, yes, the CIA director did fly over to Moscow in a C-17 Air Force cargo jet. Within it, the capsule went with him. The capsule is an Airstream travel trailer. We have several of them, but it was one of the several that's decked out with all kinds of electronic tracking and communication equipment, making that C-17 temporarily the equivalent of Air Force One. Ratcliffe flew to Joint Air Base from Joint Base Air Andrews, stopped in Riga, Latvia. Arrived at Moscow's Vnukovo International Airport aboard the transport craft. He did not meet with Putin. Everybody said he did, but he didn't. He met with Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov and Russian intelligence counterparts. But he did not meet directly with Vladimir Putin, though he knew Vladimir Putin would get the message. And the message was a, quote, unquote, hold fire request against Ukraine. And that's all I know. Any thoughts?
Well, my thought is, you know, he's been playing the NATO game.
Mm-hmm.
He's got Lithuania all nervous. He's got, I think, Sweden and Switzerland all wound up. He's got Poland. They've been jamming a lot of GPS systems
mm-hmm.
in Poland, and they think that maybe they're trying to jam military airplanes, military weaponry.
Here's his bargaining chip. The bargaining chip was said to be that he also told Putin's officials that we had contacted Ukraine and told them to temporarily suspend their long-range drone strikes on Moscow. So it was the first thing that I thought it was going to. We were reading about how Putin was amassing more men and equipment in the Donetsk region, and the theory was he was going to try to finally, once and for all, secure Donetsk under Russian control. And so this was a request, hey, if you stop this, we'll stop the Ukrainians from bombing Moscow.
Wow.
Now,
you know, 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
if you'd ever thought a drone, more or less anything else, could get across Moscow and even, or Russia, excuse me,
yeah.
and even hit anywhere near Moscow, I would have said, you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
But right now, to me, what's going on with Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea right now, something, I'm not privy to know what.
Yeah.
But there's something really to me. And I'm probably, person crying, the sky's falling. But I don't know. I don't know, Lee. You tell me. I've never seen times, and I'm not a naysayer or doomsday person.
I've never seen times like this where these so-called opponents of the United States are listening to us. Usually when this kind of thing is heating up, they don't listen to us. And they appear to be listening to us now. China appears to be listening. Russia
the
appears
sad thing
to be listening.
But Lee, even the Russians, the sad thing about it is, and the Iranians, they'll listen for a day or two.
Yeah.
Just to rebuild or reboot or whatever they need to do. And then they'll keep going forward. I guarantee you the next thing we're going to hear about Russia, Ukraine is what civilians, what apartment complex the Russians hit in Ukraine.
But we will not be able to say we did nothing, which is what Biden did.
Right. I mean, we've been doing that since President Trump
has
been in office.
I know.
And you can say, Dave, well, what do you recommend? Brother, I don't know. Yeah. I really don't know.
Well, and I don't have all the information. There are other cards to be played here. And if Putin does go forward with it, we can always give Ukraine even more drone technology and more Patriot missiles where he can really hit the heart of Moscow, including the Kremlin, and possibly take out Putin himself. Now, even if they don't take out Putin himself, that would be a PR dent in Putin's power struggle with his own people. So I think Putin knows that.
I've been reading about these sleeper cells that they're finding in other countries. The Russians, are putting caches of weapons and money in certain areas. So if their spy goes in there, mm-hmm. they have access to money and weaponry.
Well, so are the oligarchs. The oligarchs are stashing cash all over the planet because if they need to skedaddle, they need somewhere to go.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, Lee, I just
so that's what I know. That's what I know. I hope that answers your question.
All right. Thanks,
all right.
sir.
Thank you for listening and joining in. What do you think of that? What do you think of the election returns last night? Another death in the world of celebrities? Ooh, and it makes it the third death this week. Ooh. Coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. To cut a lot of government wastes and a lot of government bureaucracy, unfortunately, when it comes to signing up for Medicare, it's still pretty arduous. It's still pretty aggravating. I'm just going to say it. It's aggravating. I know how to assuage your aggravation, easing your aggravation, rather than try to bully through it yourself. If you were born in 1961 and are getting the phone calls, the mail, the email, the texts, you can call my good friends Eunice Corey at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. Best call you can make all summer long, and the Well-Preserved team will come out, talk to you, and put a plan together that works. So call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. Doesn't matter what cuts have been made to what bureaucracies, you'll be cutting through it all. Cutting through all that red tape with the help of the scissors of the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom. And you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9. and freedom969.com.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663. Don't settle for less. Visit H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma City's firearms superstore. I'm Lee Matthews. With more than 4,000 new and used firearms in stock, H&H has one of the largest selections you'll find anywhere, featuring Springfield Armory, Glock, Walther, and more. Not sure what's right for you? Try before you buy. H&H has more than 100 different firearms available for rent on the range. So when you're looking for selection, value, and the ultimate shooting experience, head to H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck. Now Advance Country Ford in Guthrie. Get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance. And Advance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Vance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom's First News.
Hey, y'all, it's Aaron Brillbeck. Well, coming up on your Friday Eve, let's talk a bit more about your choice for the next governor of Oklahoma. Are you happy with the choice? Plus, we'll cover all the news and headlines you may have missed while you slept. There was a lot going on, and we'll take your calls and your comments. There's a lot to get to, and it all starts Thursday morning at 7 o'clock on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews on the drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Adriana writes, Lee, another lesson from the Lindsey Clancy case. Lindsey Clancy is the woman that's been under on trial for killing her three children. She claims that she had some sort of postpartum psychosis. And Adriana says, what we're not hearing about is that this woman is a void. Nothing will satisfy her. Patrick Clancy, her husband, hired nannies, stayed home with her, did errands for her, saved money so she could stay home. And women say that wasn't enough. What more did she need? And I don't know, Adriana, in my family, I've got a nephew that had to deal with a postpartum depression, or at least that's what we think it was, and it does some really strange things. We saw a loving mother, a loving, doting mother, go from being enchanted by her children to not wanting to even see their faces. It is the damn.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Uber is rolling out a new feature designed to give parents a little more peace of mind.
The rideshare company unveiled live video streaming for Uber teen accounts that allows a linked parent or guardian to peek in on a teenager's ride in real time through the front-facing camera on the driver's phone. The stream is also encrypted. The new feature will be available in 9 markets, including Atlanta, Orlando, and Phoenix, with Uber saying they plan to expand the feature nationwide over the coming weeks. I'm Matt Mattinson.
Flags in the U.S. are now at half staff for Dolly Parton.
President Trump made the order for the iconic country music star who died Tuesday at the age of 80. Trump posted on his Truth Social platform in her honor, calling her death a true loss for millions of people. He ordered flags at half staff for 1 week. Her publicity team said that Parton died peacefully in Nashville. I'm Mark Mayhew.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute. After a car wreck, most people have never been through the process before, and the insurance company knows that. Here's what usually happens. The insurance adjuster calls quickly, sounds friendly, and asks for a recorded statement, and sometimes even offers a quick settlement before you know how hurt you really are. Remember this. The insurance company's job is to close the claim for as little money as possible. That's how they make money. What many people don't realize is that medical bills, future treatment, lost wages, pain and suffering, and permanent injuries are all part of the claim, not just repairing the car. The biggest mistake people make is settling too early before they know the full extent of their injuries. If you've been in an automobile accident, at least find out your rights before you sign anything. If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. An Oklahoma man has been sentenced to 210 months in prison for running a dogfighting operation and assaulting his former girlfriend. Authorities say they seized 17 pit bulls, one deceased dog, and extensive dogfighting equipment from Julius Griffin's home in Tulsa. He also admitted to attacking the woman with a golf club, leaving her with several injuries. He's set to serve 3 years of supervised release after his prison sentence. With Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt's final term ending next year, Republicans have chosen Mike Masey as their nominee for governor. Masey defeated Attorney General Gentner Drummond in Tuesday's runoff after a very close race. Masey, who was endorsed by President Donald Trump, will now face Democrat Cindy Munson in November's election. The Norman City Council, meanwhile, has voted 5-4 against a resolution supporting three proposed interchanges tied to the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority's southern extension. Residents strongly oppose the project, citing concerns about its impact on homes, land, and the community in general. The vote doesn't stop the Turnpike project, and the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority says they'll continue moving forward. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Wildfire season is approaching in Oklahoma, and our local volunteer fire departments need support now. As conditions grow hotter and drier, volunteer firefighters are preparing for long, demanding responses to keep our community safe. They rely on donations of bottled water, electrolyte drinks, and non-perishable snacks to stay fueled on the fire line. Monetary donations are also critical to help provide the tools and resources they need. If you see your local volunteer fire departments hosting a fundraiser or any other community event, don't wait. Show up and support them. This message is brought to you by the Oklahoma State Firefighters Association, standing with those who stand ready to protect us.
Don't settle for less. Visit H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma City's firearms superstore. I'm Lee Matthews. With more than 4,000 new and used firearms in stock, H&H has one of the largest selections you'll find anywhere, featuring Springfield Armory, Glock, Walther, and more. Not sure what's right for you? Try before you buy. H&H has more than 100 different firearms available for rent on the range. So when you're looking for selection, value, and the ultimate shooting experience, head to H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Kevin Hearn is going to be facing the leftist of leftists for the Senate race. I wonder how that's going to work out. Lee Matthews on The Drive continuing. You can tell me what you think on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will bring partly cloudy skies with a low of 73. Tomorrow's expected to be very warm with periods of sunshine mixed with occasional clouds, reaching a high of 95. Tomorrow night will be clear to partly cloudy with a low of 71. Looking ahead to Friday, anticipate mostly sunny conditions and continued warmth with a high of 96. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Freedom 96.9, just to show you the impact that Dolly Parton had, not just in the Appalachia and southern United States, but the whole United States and the whole world. There was this tribute this morning from the Kingsguard Royal Band in London. This is the band that plays all the marching music for the changing of the guard and all of the royal ceremonies. They, too, were paying tribute to Dolly Parton. Way to go. Even they loved her. Kind of makes you shed a quiet tear. At least makes me shed a quiet tear. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And speaking of Dolly Parton, there was another celebrity death today. Now we hear that British actor Tim Curry passed away at the age of 80. He, too, had been dealing with some health issues, including a severe stroke earlier this year. He's known for his terrifying work as Pennywise in the movie It. But he was splendid in The Hunt for Red October as the ship's doctor. And Ned in one of the versions of Oliver Twist, also best known for Dr. Frankenfurter of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. In just 7 days, maybe six, I can make you a man. There's a whole generation that doesn't get that. His death fulfills the rule of threes when it comes to celebrity deaths, including Dolly Parton yesterday, Shelley Fabre the day before, and now his today. Tim Burton passed away at the age of 80 on Freedom 96.9. He actually was a classically trained actor. I think he took the Dr. Frankenfurter job because, well, for the same reason Susan Sarandon did and everybody else on that cast, is they needed money. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews.
Hey, Lee, this is Russell.
Hello, Russell. Good to hear from you, sir, in Oklahoma City.
Yes. It was over the radio a few years ago, but seems like to me they either said that Dolly reportedly made an agreement with her record label saying that if she dies before she turned 100, that they would release an album that's unreleased.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it will come out now or if they will wait until...
They'll wait until probably after the funeral. And you know what else? You know what they'll do? They'll wait till going right into Christmas time. That's what they'll do. Both record companies and publishers. That's their big push. So I would expect to see something September, October.
Okay, well, I didn't know if they would actually wait until... like 20 years from now.
No. They're gonna try to make the bang off of this while the iron's hot and while it's top of the mind in people's, you know, brains. And as we get close to, say, Christmas, as a gift idea for the Dolly Parton fan, you know, let's say...
Oh, that would be a hot sell.
Yeah, that's, you see what I'm saying now. Yeah.
And plus, if it's a good, and if they put it on the top or on, well... if they put it on the radio as a single or whatever, can they make the top 10 and hold it for there for a long time?
A lot of times, and this is not unusual, Russell, for artists to do this, it's usually an album of some of the cuts that they didn't include in some of their initial albums for whatever reason. Because sometimes, you know, it used to be when you had a 33 album, you only had so much time on either side to put music on. You had to pick the right lengths of songs so that it would fill up that 33 and a third space. And so artists would have to sit down, oh, I really love this 5-minute track, but I don't have space on it on the album for that. So they wouldn't use it. They would hold it back. Or there would be a different version of the song. For instance, there may be a live version of I Will Always Love You that everybody will love, but it's got a different orchestration to it or something along those lines.
Yeah.
And that's what they'll do. They'll release that, and it'll sell. I promise you it'll sell. Yeah.
But yesterday, when I was talking to you, and yesterday was voting day, it reminded me yesterday would have been a great day to go on YouTube and select a song from Travis Tritt, and that song would be Lord Have Mercy on the Working Man.
Yeah, yeah.
And then also the other song would be a new one. I didn't think it would be sounding great, but this, I think his name is Oliver Anthony.
Okay.
And it says, Richmond, North of Richmond.
I like it.
And that one would be like hitting close to home for all the politicians.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I was surprised that this morning when I was listening to this station, they ran off all the, but even Gettner Drummond made the news about not the loss, but about convicting a man that was, I don't know what he did. It's like he committed a crime like 2 years ago. I don't know. It was early this morning. I can't remember what it was, but they didn't say, oh, well, Mac Mazzy beat Gettner Drummond, but
yeah,
that was surprising.
Well, so, and it really was close. It really was.
Yeah,
close.
That's the surprising part.
Yeah.
Because when I looked up the results, about like 8 o'clock, Mazzy was ahead by 1,985 votes.
Yeah.
And I don't think has any governorship been that close? Or at least
I really don't know. I'd have to look. But it's close. I mean, that's 1,000, 2,000 votes. That is very, very close. And I'm surprised Gettner Drummond didn't demand a recount, but he didn't.
Which I'm also surprised,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
And the total was, I added it up, and only 371,000 people voted, give or take margin of 3%.
And so you're talking about in the Oklahoma County or all over?
All over.
So, you know what that tells me, Russell? That tells me the people who voted really cared about what they were voting for. Because the rest of the people didn't even vote because they didn't care.
So is that high or low?
No, that's low. I think that's very low.
Now, I would figure too, but I would figure 1 million.
Yeah, exactly. A million is a reasonable figure. I don't expect all 4 million people in Oklahoma to vote. But at least a million, one quarter of that, I would expect that they would vote even in a. But that's what will happen is we'll see more come out in the November election.
True.
Yeah. And you also got to understand that most of those who were in this runoff were Republicans. Now, most people who live and vote in Oklahoma are voting Republican. So that's kind of a lame excuse. But it's not like both parties were voting for everything. Yeah.
True. So, okay. Well, that's all I got.
Well, it's enough, and it's thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. Oh, and I was getting into the news break, and I didn't get a chance to kind of finish my thought. We had a listener, Adriana, was talking about the Lindsey Clancy case. She's the woman that is on trial for smothering her 3 children. I want to say ages 11, 9, and 5, something along those lines. And that it's being blamed upon postpartum, not depression, but psychosis. She evidently had some other mental problems going on. It sounds to me like she had some schizophrenia, and maybe some of that schizophrenia was not treated, And it's being blamed on postpartum depression or postpartum psychosis. Now, if her youngest is five, having 5 years for this to develop to me is already questionable. And the question is not, did she do it? The question is, was she in her right mind when she did it? And does she need to go to prison or does she need to go into a psych facility? And her lawyers are trying to get her in the psych facility. Okay, so that's the peanut butter and jelly of the story. But it rings a bell for me because of my family, and I think I mentioned my nephew going into the break, dealing with postpartum depression. And the postpartum depression was brought upon by a pregnancy that didn't come to fulfillment. And it seemed like after that pregnancy did not come to fulfillment was when the symptoms of the post of what we think, what I personally think, it was never diagnosed. And I don't know. Even if it was, I don't know about it. But you saw a woman who was a doting, loving, homeschooling woman on three children just turn around and not care all of a sudden. And I didn't understand it. Nobody else in the family understood it. And I'm not even going to try to understand it. But I was talking it over with my lovely wife, who does and has studied this because she's a medical professional. And she says, this is the dangerous thing about those postpartum problems. They can have a woman completely, her experience with a birth be so negative that she never wants to see it or do it. Or it's like when you eat something and that something makes you sick and then you decide I'm never having that again the rest of my life. It's a little along those lines, but on a mental side of things. And I said, okay, I think I can understand that. I said, but what is the answer? And she said, the answer is to get help, professional help. Now, you go back to the Lindsay Clancy case, and she did. In fact, she probably had too much help because she was on so many meds. But I'll just leave that there, Adriana, because it's not my job to decide this. It's the jury's job to decide it, and we'll see what happens. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, thank you for hanging on. What's your name?
Scott in UConn.
Hello, Scott. Good to hear from you, sir.
I'll be really quick, Lee. I was concerned last night as well with I'm going to expand on the last caller.
Mm-hmm.
I actually did the math last night. I looked up registered Republicans in the state of Oklahoma. And the race that he was talking about was for governor, Republican primary.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, it was 370,000 voted last night. The report that I read said that there's 1,275,000 Republicans registered. So when I did the math, it's less than 29% voted.
Yeah. And
that's all I had.
Well, and here's the other thing. There was this fear that many Democrats and independents were re-registering as Republicans so they could vote for Drummond.
Right.
And then afterwards, they were going to re-register as their real party so that they can then support Cindy Munson. So, that's happened before. They tried to, rig the election to where they tried to seed the election to where a weak candidate on the Republican side wins so that the Democrat will have a better shot at winning. I don't think that happened because Drummond would have been their choice, not Mazie.
Right.
I think, but I may be wrong. What do you think?
I'm kind of baffled. I thought Trump's endorsement was going to do better.
Why? But I'm wondering if that's why Drummond did as well as he did because
right.
of the faux Republican registered voters.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. But all right, have a great day, Lee.
You too. Somebody asked me that earlier today in the hallway. Hey, what do you think did it for Mazie? And I said it was the Trump endorsement, I think. I also think it was because Mazie actually was talking about things that were important to Oklahomans, taxes, transportation, infrastructure, that kind of thing. And all Drummond was doing was he was pulling the old Democrat play card. I'm not that guy. That guy's bad, and I'm not that guy. That guy's bad, and here's why, and I'm not that guy. I think that's what was happening there. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Kevin Hearn is going to face the liberal of liberals in the Senate race. I'm wondering. No, I'm not wondering. I know how that's going to turn out, and I'll talk to you about it coming up on Freedom 96.9. Remember the singer-songwriter Harry Chapin? He had a hit record with a song called Taxi, and one of the lines of that song was, "We learned about love in the back of a Dodge." Well, I guess you could if you want, but it would be a lot more fun just to drive a Dodge from Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group! They are a family-oriented business, and they sell Dodge. They sell Ram. They sell Chrysler. They sell Jeep. They sell Chevrolet. They've got a whole plethora of different vehicles for you to check out, test drive, even order online, and they'll have in the next 24 hours. Their finance department is standing by to give you the best buying experience you've ever had, and the owner and finance director are so close. No, they didn't meet in the back of a Dodge. They met in church, which is just as good. Just minutes from Oklahoma City and anywhere you are in Oklahoma, El Reno's Auto Alley, just off the Route 66 roundabout. 405-262-3355. FrontierMotor.net, the website.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck. Now Advance Country Ford in Guthrie. Get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance. And Advance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Vance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
A possible trade war with Canada is heating up. We've got the Iran sanctions that could cripple their economy. There's a lot of news to navigate through the week. It's Eric Erickson. Listen to me live right here on Freedom 96.9, weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'll dive into the news, tell you what I think about it, and take your phone calls at 877-973-7425. Again, it's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. with your phone calls right here on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews on the drive, and we're learning that Dolly Parton was struggling with cancer. We are not told what kind of cancer, and that it is not unusual for people who have a cancer diagnosis to keep it private, especially if it is a cancer that is caused by something like smoking or drinking or along those lines. Now, that said, I don't know that Dolly Parton was a smoker. Her voice was just too pure. It was like a bell. And a lot of times people who smoke, especially singers who smoke, later in life their voice sounds more like this. So I don't know that it was lung cancer, but for whatever reason, she decided to keep it in her inner circle, and I understand and respect that. I've been through cancer a number of times. Sometimes people like to keep it in their inner circle. Sometimes people, particularly people who are religious, want everybody to know so that they know that they are being prayed for. And I understand that as well. If it were to happen to me, I think I would be one of those that would want everybody to know, so there wouldn't be any of this guesswork going on. But all will be revealed, I think, in time. 405-608-4377. Eddie is in Moore. Thank you for hanging on, Eddie.
Yep, I'm here.
Go right ahead. What you got?
So, I didn't like either one of them. And I'm a registered Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Don't care for either one of them, to be honest with you. Merrick was my guy.
Yeah, same here.
But my only problem with Mazie is if you listen to him, the guy cannot, he don't know how to speak.
And
he's a bad guy.
In all honestly, some of that is due to he had a very bad car accident about 10 years ago, and he's had to learn how to walk and talk again. And there are some side effects from some of the drugs that he has to take.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying I liked either one of them. So.
No, and I'm with you. I'm with you.
Right?
Mazie, for me, was the better choice of the two.
And in my personal opinion, I voted for Drummond.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of his garbage has been laid out since he's been attorney general.
Yeah.
It's all been pulled out on the carpet. Right?
Yeah.
So, Mazie, you don't know much about the guy. And so, we didn't need another guy from Tulsa anyway. We already had.
Well, that's a point. That's a point. Yeah, that hadn't occurred to me to have been one of the factors.
Well, I mean, we got to think about it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's from Tulsa too, and so we're going to vote for another guy from Tulsa, who at the end of the day is going to care more about Tulsa than he is Oklahoma City.
Possibly, yeah.
So I mean, it's kind of like the whole smelter deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's government land. It belongs to the United States government. There ain't nothing we can do about it.
Right, right.
They want to build a turd house there. They can build a turd house there.
But that's why I was critical of Drummond trying to make it sound like Mazie was the one in support of all of that. And Mazie didn't have anything to say about that smelter at all because it was a done deal.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing with you on that.
Yeah.
But like I said, the guy doesn't seem like in the first debate, all he said was just like Trump. You know what? I voted for Trump. I'm a big Trump supporter.
Mm-hmm.
But Trump's going to be gone in a few more years.
Yeah.
And he's not going to be able to be president again.
Yeah.
And I like Trump. But there's some things that he's done this term that I really don't care for.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that means you're thinking. That means you're thinking, Eddie. I mean, I don't agree with my lovely wife on everything. But because
I don't either,
yeah.
But, you know, and that's the whole deal. But I'm just saying, Trump has done, I think he's done a great job. Oh, the gas price is cheap, mm-hmm. like you said it's going to be? They didn't know. But it don't make a difference. I'm not trying to compare him to anybody else. One thing I liked about Trump is he wasn't a freaking politician.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'd much rather had somebody unlike Merrick because he wasn't a politician.
Well, Merrick had been a state representative, but I will tell you what I liked about Merrick. Merrick had a plan, and it was a doable plan.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't think Mazie's plan is doable.
It may not be, nor do I. And here's the other thing about Merrick. Merrick had been a state representative, so he knew how to work things. If he wanted to get an initiative pushed through the legislature, he knew how to do it because he had done it before. So that was an advantage. Mazie also has been in the legislature. I don't know. We will see. I heard somebody down the hall call him Mr. Rogers. I hope he doesn't turn into a Mr. Rogers because we had that with, if you remember, Brad Henry. Brad Henry was like Mr. Rogers.
Yes, I remember
Rogers.
Brad Henry.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember him.
Oh, golly gee whiz.
There you go.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and so, I mean, I'll vote for Mazie because I am a conservative.
Yeah.
KQOB, Enid, Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. An Oklahoma County man arrested for using a homemade flamethrower during an eviction attempt. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Pakistan's interior minister says significant progress has been made in talks aimed at ending the Iran war.
Hina Mustafa reports that Mohsin Naqvi made that comment on social media Monday.
He clearly did not outline what sort of progress, but he did talk about that there were discussions with regards to the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, which is a major point of contention between the warring parties.
Naqvi added that he hopes this momentum leads to further progress. Pakistan's interior minister and army chief traveled to Tehran to meet with Iranian leadership. The memorandum of understanding that was supposed to put a pause to fighting between the U.S. and Iran expired earlier this month. That deal was reached in talks mediated by Pakistan, which is now trying to bring both sides back to the negotiating table. I'm Mark Nayfield.
SpaceX plans to build a $100 billion spacecraft launch facility in coastal Louisiana.
The company made that announcement Tuesday, ending months of speculation. Construction on Starbase Louisiana is expected to begin next year, with the first launch possibly by 2029. Governor Jeff Landry welcomes the project as an economic boost for the state, but local residents don't know what to expect. The project's anticipated to create nearly 10,000 jobs, and state leaders are taking steps to see to it that the jobs go to Louisiana residents. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Call them UFOs or UAPs. Most Americans aren't convinced those flying objects are alien life forms.
Ask Americans what they think of UFOs, and half will say they're probably human activity or some natural phenomena. The latest Gallup survey finds 37% believe at least some of those UFOs have been alien spacecraft from outer space. 17% of Americans say they have personally seen something they thought was a UFO. 78% are convinced our federal government knows more about UFOs than it's willing to tell. I'm Rory O'Neill.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Your Money Minute with Alan Johnson.
1 minute, your money, and here's what matters. Interest rates jumped this week. The 30-year Treasury hit its highest level since 2007, nearly 20 years. And this isn't just an American story. Borrowing costs are moving higher in Europe and Japan as well. Washington stepped in and tried to push those rates back down, and it worked for about a day. And gold noticed, and gold is up roughly 10% this month. And now here's what you and I are watching. Friday, the 28th, Federal Reserve Chairman Kevin Warsh speaks in Wyoming, less than 3 weeks before the Fed's next interest rate decision. Wall Street will be listening, so will I. I'm Alan Johnson, 40 years in finance, 28 years in precious metals.
Your Money Minute is presented by Heritage Gold Partners. Call Alan Johnson at 833-577-4653.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. An Oklahoma County man remains in custody after deputies say he used a homemade flame launcher to resist an eviction attempt. Sheriff Tommy Johnson says deputies forced their way into the apartment after the man barricaded himself inside and allegedly used a spray can and lighter to keep them away. Deputies were also able to find suspected improvised explosive devices, which prompted the sheriff's bomb squad and tactical team to respond. No additional information has currently been made available as the case moves forward. Facebook's parent company Meta has agreed to a $17 billion settlement with 47 states, including Oklahoma and several other U.S. territories, over allegations that Facebook and Instagram harm children and teens. The agreement would require new restrictions for users under the age of 18, including a default two-hour daily limit and overnight usage restrictions. Oklahoma has guaranteed more than $235 million under the proposed settlement, which still needs court approval. Robert Franklin secured the Republican nomination for Oklahoma State Superintendent of Public Instruction in Tuesday's runoff election. Franklin, who's a longtime educator and administrator, will now face Democrat Jeanette Marshall in November. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit BeWellOKC.com to get started today.
Big settlement for Facebook announced earlier today, but will Oklahoma get any of that money? Lee Matthews covering that as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will bring partly cloudy skies with a low of 73. Tomorrow is expected to be very warm with periods of sunshine mixed with occasional clouds, reaching a high of 95. Tomorrow night will be clear to partly cloudy with a low of 71. Looking ahead to Friday, anticipate mostly sunny conditions and continued warmth with a high of 96. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
It's happening now.
We shouldn't be giving water to something else when we need water for life.
On the new Freedom 96.9.
And we need water for our livestock. We're an agricultural town, not an industrial town.
Not last week.
We use a closed-loop system.
Not yesterday.
Keep things cool without constantly pouring water into the system.
Keep up with what's happening.
Today we are launching Operation Economic Outcast
now.
To foreclose the Iranian regime.
With the new Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma's talk radio. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
We went over the results of the election yesterday. Most of my predictions came true. Not all, but most. And your thoughts on the turnout and what happened as a result of that turnout. Join in the conversation, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, lmatthews at freedom969.com. Now we're seeing tributes to Dolly Parton pour in from all over the world. That is the King's Guard Royal Band. They play all of the marching music and ceremonial music of changing of the guard and all the other British pageantry that they like to do. And they did that today as a tribute to Dolly Parton. So worldwide, she is being remembered. We also learned that she had been fighting cancer. We don't know what kind, but I'm sure that will be revealed at some point. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. 405-608-4377. L. Matthews at freedom969.com. Actor Tim Curry passed away today. You probably remember him as Pennywise in It. He was also in The Hunt for Red October. Ned in the latest version of film version of Oliver Twist. But I'll always remember him as Dr. Frankenfurter from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, a film that just about everybody who played in the end decided, you know, I'm just not going to talk about that. It was Susan Sarandon's very first film. And I remember somebody asking her about it, and she said, I'd like to get a hold of several copies of that film and destroy it. So, 405-608-4377, do you remember the Rocky Horror Picture Show? Do you? If you don't know, it was a film that was so bad that the audience would heckle it, and then the heckling became a cult on its own. And so when you went to the movie, you had to do the heckling, and if you didn't know the heckling, you had to watch it three or four times before you could get all the heckling down. And then once you got the heckling down, you were in with the in crowd. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
My name is Mark.
And you are where, Guthrie. Mark? All right, Mark.
In Guthrie.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of off the topic you're probably talking about, but I have to bring this point to the average person. This beef cattle thing that's going on with lower beef prices, I love it. But all this stuff about the cattle passing gas and the methane that they produce and all this, I have to stop some people and say, okay, stop.
Yeah.
Think about this.
That's nonsense.
Our garbage dumps in every city of the country and around the world produce more methane than any cattle is ever going to do.
Yeah.
Am I right or wrong?
You are right.
And they don't. They
more,
have a constant
more plan. Methane seeps up from the floor of the ocean from decaying biological material than does out of the asses of cows.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I couldn't have put it any plainer myself.
Yes.
So thank you so much. I just had to get your audience aware of some of the stuff that they're trying to feed us. So.
Yeah. Now.
Anyway, yes.
Well, you know that Trump was putting tariffs on some of the beef imports. And
Correct. That's
one of the things that was driving beef prices up. Because American beef producers are having trouble keeping up with demand because of several years' worth of winter droughts. So
correct, yes.
they're struggling to recover from that. Some ranchers have completely gone out of business, which is one of the reasons why you drive around, you drive through West Texas and you don't see ranches anymore. You see data centers going up because those ranchers have given up. So the recent move that Trump has made was to go ahead and forgive, I think it's for 90 days, he's going to forgive tariffs on imported beef, which I believe will mean Canada and Mexico, because we were Canada and Mexico's biggest beef customers. But that is strictly to keep the beef prices down, mainly so the cheaper cuts of meat can still be affordable by the lower class and the poor. The round steaks and the hamburger and the flank steaks and so on.
Correct. Well, yeah. I commend him for it. He's trying to do what he can for the country.
Yeah, he's he's also trying to combat this affordability attack that the Democrats are trying to keep hitting him with. Now, what I don't get, and I was going to get into this later in the program, what I don't get is, okay, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is against this. And the governor has formed an Oklahoma Beef Industry Council. I don't know what he plans on doing with that other than making it look like he's doing something.
Well, I hope that they figure something out. It's something that beef is a, if we don't get it through that, they're going to try to stuff lab-grown meat on us.
Yeah, I'm not doing that, and I don't know about you. I will always eat beef.
Thank you, and I
will pay.
The American hamburger is not going to go away.
No, I will always eat beef. I do love, one of my favorite cuts is one of the cheaper cuts, the eye of round roast.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I can do wondrous things with an eye of round roast and even make my own cold cut roast beef, rare roast beef. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've found ways to take a cheap cut of beef and stretch it and make it go and taste well. But I also love beef tenderloin, and I will pay whatever it is they're charging for beef tenderloin.
Well, I'm a beef fan myself.
Yeah.
It's something that I hope that we'll fight right till the very end.
Mm-hmm.
This is just ridiculous what they're trying to throw at us on the methane. I just had to get
that is nuts. That is absolutely nuts. Of all the worries we have in this world, of all the worries we wake up in the morning with, that is not on my list.
Not on mine either.
Yeah.
It's comical. But anyway, thank you so much for having me on.
You are welcome. And I thank you, Mark and Guthrie, for listening in to Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Kevin Hearn facing the liberal of liberals in the upcoming Senate race. How's that going to turn out? Freedom 96.9. Yesterday, I went over some of the tactics that the big insurance companies are using to try to trick you out of making your claim. And they're betting that you won't have anybody on your side to go to bat for you, like a lawyer or a decent contractor like McRoof, McRoof.us. That's why I'm here to tell you about my good friend McRoof. Scott McCollum's been paying very close attention to the insurance commissioner's race, and he has been at the top of the list of roofers in Oklahoma for over 40 years now. And rather than repeating the past failures, McRoof will fortify your roof to better handle what Oklahoma weather can throw at it, and then they'll demonstrate that to the insurance company. Yeah, the insurance company will have less of a reason to try to jack you around. 405-877-7663, 405-877-7663. If you don't need a roofer or an inspection right now, keep that number handy in case you do. If you haven't had an inspection in over 5 or 6 years, you need one. 405-877-7663. And it's important that you get it done right now while McRoof can talk these things over, and the costs are not even going higher than they may in the near future. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma roofs one roof at a time.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring. With 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Red, White, and Boots, Mustang Western Days 2026, September 11th and 12th. With events and activities for all ages, kids can enjoy the Stampede Fun Run, Parade, Pet Show, Best Dressed Cowboy and Cowgirl Contest, Art Show, games and activities at Wild Horse Park. New this year, the Jelly Ball. Also, the Mustang Roundup Club IPRA Rodeo on both nights on the 11th and 12th, 8 o'clock. And more with the 5K Fun Run, Car Show, Chuck Wagon Roundup, Vendor Booth, Chili Cook-Off, plus live entertainment at Wild Horse Park. It's a weekend of good family entertainment. For more information, visit MustangWesternDays.com.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, accurate weather forecasts. We're going to be out of the hundreds, at least for a couple of days. Low tonight, 72. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 30% chance of rain. High, 89. Tomorrow night, we'll be down to 71 for the low. Friday, sunny, high of 97. Saturday, back to triple digits with sunny skies on a high of 100. 88 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. So we went over the election results from last night. What do you think about that? Kevin Hearn is going to be up against the liberal of liberals when he runs against Nikhila Jasmine Thomas, a nurse who has never run for office before, but she won her runoff against Jim Priest, a lawyer and nonprofit executive, in the runoff race for Democrat Senate nomination in Oklahoma yesterday. Nikhila Jasmine Thomas, though a new face, scored the highest percentage of votes in the June primary contest that featured five total candidates vying for the nomination. Thomas, who lists a host of policy proposals for her campaign website, included beefing up teacher pay, restoring Roe v. Wade, expanding Obamacare, among other boilerplate Democrat proposals. She also wants to accomplish one thing in the early days of her Senate career: impeaching Trump. Though Thomas has pulled off two underdog performances, earning roughly 45% of the vote, again, that's the Democrat vote. So of the 300,000 people who did vote yesterday, very few of those were Democrats. I would imagine even under 100,000 were Democrats. So it didn't take much to get her elected. Going up against Hearn is going to be a different matter. He's amassed an impressive campaign war chest, and at one point he peaked at nearly $10 million so far this cycle. Thomas, however, has raised just shy of $60,000. $60,000 against $10 million. Hearn also boasts the endorsement of Trump and has touted his desire to pass the president's biggest policy priority, the Save America Act, which I hope they do before the midterm elections come to pass. So, yeah, she made the national news, and everybody was talking about how, oh, in the reddest of red states, this on-fire Democratic liberal has won the nomination. Well, it's a nomination. She didn't win the race. And running in the race is going to be a whole different deal. So, I'm going with Hearn. in case you hadn't already guessed. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Big settlement from Facebook announced today, and is Oklahoma going to see any of that? That coming up. Jacqueline writes, Lee, here's an interesting survey question. What is more to blame for the $40 trillion U.S. debt? Too little taxing or too much spending? I say too much spending. And most of that debt was racked up during the Biden administration, when not only were we spending a lot of money on free stuff, we were printing money in order to spend it. So not only were we spending money we didn't have, we were printing money we didn't have. Jacqueline goes on to say, the results of the survey so far show that 90% of those participating in the survey say that the United States is spending too much. Only 9% say taxing too little. And that surprises me a little bit, Jacqueline, because a lot of people, oh, yeah, we need to raise taxes. That's what we need to do. If we raise taxes, then we can spend more. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. You've already paid for it. You may as well get what you have paid for. Talking about Medicare, it's Lee Matthews, and you are eligible if you were born in 1961. Also getting the phone calls, the emails, or the texts. It's here to make your life a lot easier, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, to make sure you do get what you have coming to you from Medicare. 405-848-5790. One phone call. They'll come out. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put a plan together that will work for you. And the team will observe what your fitness level is, your money level is, your what it is you're looking for in terms of care. Well-Preserved Advisory Group. And they'll fill in the blanks as well, because there's bound to be some, thanks to the bureaucracy that is our U.S. government. Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. Call them today, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit BeWellOKC.com to get started today.
Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are touching down with the biggest savings of 2026 on all Bad Boy, Altos, and Yanmar zero-turn mowers. As we make room for the 2027 models, the choice is yours. Free lifetime powertrain warranty or cash discounts. See you soon, Tractor Bob's, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, Freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom's First News.
Hey, y'all, it's Aaron Brillbeck. Well, coming up on your Friday Eve, let's talk a bit more about your choice for the next governor of Oklahoma. Are you happy with the choice? Plus, we'll cover all the news and headlines you may have missed while you slept. There was a lot going on, and we'll take your calls and your comments. There's a lot to get to, and it all starts Thursday morning at 7 o'clock on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, accurate weather forecasts out of the hundreds, at least for a couple of days. Low tonight, 72, with partly cloudy skies and a 20% chance of rain. Partly cloudy, 30% chance of rain tomorrow. That'll keep the heat down, so high of only 89. Tomorrow night, down to 71 for the low. Friday, sunny, high of 97. Saturday, sunny, high of 188 degrees right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. The landmark deal announced earlier today, halts the ongoing federal trial in California with the settlement of Meta, the company that owns Facebook. And Facebook has agreed to pay between $12.2 billion and $17.1 billion in installments over the next 10 years, depending on whether competitors like TikTok and YouTube adopt a similar safety reform. The financial payout will be distributed across the settling states to fund youth online safety initiatives and mental health counseling. Meta did not admit to any wrongdoing as a part of the agreement. And by the way, $12.2 billion and $17.1 billion is chump change to these guys. In addition to the multi-billion dollar payout, Meta is required to implement an array of sweeping safety features for users aged 13 to 17. Now, how they're going to tell they're 13 to 17, I don't know. There will be screen time limits, 2-hour daily time limit across both platforms, mandatory prompts and screen pauses after 15, 60, and 90 minutes. App blocks automatically enforcing every night from midnight to 6 a.m., preventing teens from viewing or posting content. All push notifications will be silenced by default between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. Publicly visible like and reaction counts will be turned off by default for teen accounts. Beautifying image filters that replicate cosmetic surgery will also be banned for minors. Young women in particular were committing suicide because they were being harassed or they could not make themselves more beautiful. Or if they did make themselves more beautiful and the reality came out, they were then being bullied online. Younger users will be given the option to switch to a non-personalized feed that does not use a recommendation algorithm to incentivize endless scrolling. Implementation of robust new age assurance technologies to accurately vet underage users and enforce restriction. If they can tell that I am a middle-aged man and that I own a certain vehicle and like to eat certain foods, I would think they would be able to tell if an adolescent is scrolling through their product or not. Oklahoma is guaranteed a base payment of $235,578,728. The amount could increase up to $334 million if other core tech companies like TikTok, YouTube, or Snap agree to similar terms. Now the question is, what will that go towards? Now, according to the court, it is supposed to go towards youth online safety initiatives and mental health counseling. It would be nice if that could go towards our mental health hospital. And that way we could keep our jail from becoming our insane asylum, which it has become. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. Doug writes, Lee, a little bit of a joke. You changed your mind, right? Well, how many politicians does it take to change a light bulb? A change or one changed the bulb and 99 to complain about how they loved and missed the old one. I like it. Thank you, Doug. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. The city of Norman had a program for the homeless. Run out of money? How did that happen? And were they doing any good in the first place when it came to the homeless? Because they had to keep, the state had to keep rounding them up and throwing them out. We'll get into that coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. And more of your calls to 405-608-4377 or email directly to lmatthews@freedom969.com. If you don't have time to call or you don't have time to hang on or you've got something on your mind that you want to communicate a little better than just on the phone, either way, love to hear from you on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is making it clear that he will be running for president again. He was asked if the party is rallying around Vice President J.D. Vance.
Oh, no. There's going to be a full discussion about who we are and what we believe.
Cruz is a lawyer by trade, but shot down suggestions that he could instead be a Supreme Court justice. He says that President Trump has asked him three times if he wanted to be nominated, and all three times he said no. Florida businesses are getting attention from companies across the country after a provocative billboard in Times Square highlighted New York Mayor Zoran Mamdani. The Florida Chamber says traffic to its Freedom Enterprise campaign jumped as much as sixfold with inquiries from businesses in New York, California, Illinois, and Washington. The Chamber says the debate is about taxes, regulation, and the future of economic growth. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute. After a car wreck, most people have never been through the process before, and the insurance company knows that. Here's what usually happens. The insurance adjuster calls quickly, sounds friendly, and asks for a recorded statement, and sometimes even offers a quick settlement before you know how hurt you really are. Remember this. The insurance company's job is to close the claim for as little money as possible. That's how they make money. What many people don't realize is that medical bills, future treatment, lost wages, pain and suffering, and permanent injuries are all part of the claim, not just repairing the car. The biggest mistake people make is settling too early before they know the full extent of their injuries. If you've been in an automobile accident, at least find out your rights before you sign anything. If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. An Oklahoma County man remains in custody after deputies say he used a homemade flame launcher to resist an eviction attempt. Sheriff Tommy Johnson says deputies forced their way into the apartment after the man barricaded himself inside and allegedly used a spray can and lighter to keep them away. Deputies were also able to find suspected improvised explosive devices, which prompted the sheriff's bomb squad and tactical team to respond. No additional information has currently been made available as the case moves forward. Facebook's parent company, Meta, has agreed to a $17 billion settlement with 47 states, including Oklahoma and several other U.S. territories, over allegations that Facebook and Instagram harm children and teens. The agreement would require new restrictions for users under the age of 18, including a default two-hour daily limit and overnight usage restrictions. Oklahoma has guaranteed more than $235 million under the proposed settlement, which still needs court approval. Robert Franklin secured the Republican nomination for Oklahoma State Superintendent of Public Instruction in Tuesday's runoff election. Franklin, who's a longtime educator and administrator, will now face Democrat Jannetty Marshall in November. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck. Now at Vance Country Ford in Guthrie, get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance. And at Vance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Vance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
Did you know that cooking is the leading cause of home fires? Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. Stay in the kitchen whenever you're frying, grilling, or broiling food. Keep anything that can burn, like towels, oven mitts, and paper products, away from the stove. If you leave the kitchen, even for a minute, turn off the burner. A few simple steps can prevent a devastating fire. This safety message is brought to you by the Oklahoma City Fire Department, protecting lives through prevention.
City of Norman had a program for the homeless run out of money. Huh. I wonder why. Lee Matthews and The Drive continuing with more of that as The Drive continues on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will bring partly cloudy skies with a low of 73. Tomorrow's expected to be very warm with periods of sunshine mixed with occasional clouds, reaching a high of 95. Tomorrow night will be clear to partly cloudy with a low of 71. Looking ahead to Friday, anticipate mostly sunny conditions and continued warmth with a high of 96. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
As long as when the United States kind of sets the tone in the battle and lowers the operational tempo, that actually makes our presence in the region scarier for the Iranians. We can build up more supplies. We can manage our arsenals. We can do more targeting. So if we do strike, the strikes are actually going to be more devastating.
That is retired General James Casafano and his take on what's going on in Iran and the starving of Iran that is supposed to be, we're supposed to be in the midst of right now on Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. Talking about yesterday's election results, Kevin Hearn will be running for Senate, the vacated Senate place, Senate seat that, Mark Wayne Mullen left, and he will be going up against the leftist of leftists. That, I'm wondering how that was going to turn out, because his opponent wants health care for all, wants to impeach Trump. By the way, Kevin Hearn does have Trump's endorsement as well. So, yeah. Things not looking good for his opponent. But what do you think? 405-608-4377 or anything else you want to comment on when it comes to the election yesterday. Jackie writes, Lee, this is how they do it. North Carolina restaurant accused of letting illegal immigrants work under former employees' names and Social Security numbers. Two Americans who previously worked at Firebird's Woodfire Grill in Huntersville, North Carolina, say the restaurant continued using their identities long after they quit. One man opened his W-2 and discovered that he was being taxed on more than $20,000 he never earned. Someone had been paid under his name and Social Security number for months after he left in July of 2025. He reported it to police in February of this year. A second former employee checked the company's system and saw a current worker listed under her exact same Social Security number. Court documents quote her observation that there was a current employee using her name and Social Security number to be employed there. Both say their home address and was a direct deposit accounts were changed after they left. The police also obtained a search warrant for confirmation that the case is an active investigation. Firebird stated it is aware of the investigation, but the police department said that they are cooperating but declined to further comment. As of the most recent reporting, no one has been arrested. This is identity theft used to staff a kitchen with people who are not legally authorized to work in the United States. American workers end up with tax bills for wages they never received while the restaurant keeps operating it. As for the left, they just don't like being called out for it. Well, Jackie, this is a case where, thank goodness, the restaurant and those who are manipulating this paperwork were dumb enough to use existing people's Social Security numbers and information. Most of the time what happens is the illegal will get a hold of a dead person's Social Security number or will buy a Social Security number from a coyote who will have used or acquired a dead person's Social Security number, and it'll go from there. And nobody will end up getting the benefits, but the illegal immigrant doesn't care because they've got work and they're already sending money home. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. A homeless program in Norman ran out of money? How did that happen? Coming up next on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Never thought you'd be a minivan person, yet here you are. Well, then you may as well be driving the minivan that was designed and sold by the company that designed and sold the very first minivan, and that is Chrysler. And you can find one at Frontier Auto Group with all the bells and whistles. And you know what? They're tricking them out these days where, I mean, you could just about live in one. They'll show you all the colors, all the features, everything else you might need, whether it's a minivan or anything else at the Frontier Auto Group in El Reno. Whether it's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Chevy, they've got all the brands and all the colors and all the styles. 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net. That's the website, Canadian County's number one auto dealer. Just minutes from Oklahoma City and wherever you are in El Reno's Auto Alley, just off the Route 66 at the roundabout in El Reno. Frontier Auto Group.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Tired of hard water and bad taste straight from the tap? Trust Culligan of Enid, your local water expert since 1981. With over 130 years of combined experience, they are your hometown solution for softer, cleaner, better tasting water. Right now, get a whole house system, water softener, and reverse osmosis for just $29.95 a month for 3 months. Plus, you can buy a unit and get free installation up to a $300 value. Some limitations apply. Visit CulliganEnid.com or give them a call today. Culligan of Enid, better water, pure and simple.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are touching down with the biggest savings of 2026 on all Bad Boy, Altos, and Yanmar zero-turn mowers. As we make room for the 2027 models, the choice is yours. Free lifetime powertrain warranty or cash discounts. See you soon, Tractor Bob's, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, anchor of the forecast, calling for out of the hundreds for at least a few days. 20% chance of rain tonight, low 72, partly cloudy. 30% chance of rain tomorrow, high 89. Tomorrow night, 71 the low. Into Friday, sunny with a high of 97. Saturday, sunny, high of 100. 88 degrees right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. What do you think of the election last night? Senate race with Kevin Hearn. He's going up against the liberal of liberals. Who won her runoff, and that was yesterday as well. Jasmine Thomas is her name. You'll be hearing more about her in the near future. The big settlement on Facebook announced today, and Oklahoma is going to get about $300 million out of that settlement after all is said and done, but it has to be used on mental health, youth mental health, actually. So I'm not sure if that can be used for some of the mental health facilities we want to build or maintain or what. And a program to help the homeless in Norman get back on their feet has come to an end. The City of Norman's A Better Way Opportunity Knocks program ended this month due to a lack of funding. The program launched last summer, and it was a partnership between the City of Norman and the Mental Health Association of Oklahoma. It allowed the homeless a chance to work and earn a wage while cleaning up the town. At the end of the day, participants were paid $65 cash, and they were connected with a case manager. So the immediate goal is to provide them with a day's work and to earn money, and that sounds like a good idea. The long-term goal was always to get them into housing, get them into a permanent job placement, and get them out of their current situation. And that was part of Carrie Blumert, who used to be a county commissioner. She's now CEO of Mental Health Association Oklahoma. I've met her. She's a sweetheart. A leftist, but she's a sweetheart. The program was funded through opioid settlements funds. City staff applied for the opioid abatement grant in the spring of 2026 in an effort to secure funding to continue the program. It was a grant. That means, by definition, it was not permanent. The city was not awarded funding through the grant opportunity, but says they plan to work with the Oklahoma Attorney General's office to receive technical guidance and explore opportunities for a future application. At the conclusion of this program, it does not reflect the reduction in the city's commitment to addressing homelessness, substance abuse, and related community needs. Here's the problem. Many times, the more resources you offer the homeless, the more you encourage the homelessness. If you do not attach to that condition of employment, okay, we're going to pay you $65, but you can't turn around and spend that on drugs. And unfortunately, a lot of these programs never stipulate that. So all they end up doing is perpetuating the reason that the homeless is homeless. Blumert said that they're working on with the city just trying to find a way to fund the program. And she said she'd been very open that if the city of Norman wants to allocate general fund dollars, they'd love to restart the program, or if there's a private funder that is interested. She also said the program had great success. Since June, it helped over 230 people. Of those, 25 found jobs, 17 got found housing, and 54 were connected to mental health or substance abuse services. And vital documents were obtained for 28. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. But how do you measure success? Basically, you're telling me you're measuring success by how many people apply for and receive these benefits. How many of these people emerged from homelessness and continued with an existence where they were making money and feeding themselves and housing themselves and whatnot? She said the program had, she also said she was hopeful the program could return, but that it takes in about $383,000 a year to fund it. So I'm all for homeless programs. And again, I've told you before, if I were homeless, I would want to be in Oklahoma because there are so many resources available. But that's one of the problems. In order to receive many of the benefits, you have to clean up. And that's what a lot of the homeless are not willing to do. Either they're not willing to clean up and stop doing drugs, or they have a problem with, they have a mental problem, or they have PTSD. And those who have PTSD, for me, kind of fall into the mental issues. So if we treat the mental problem, that will be a big hunk of the homeless people. If we treat the drug problems, that'll be the rest of the homeless people, another big hunk of the homeless people. I don't know that there's anything we can do with mental patients who refuse to take their meds, because that's by and large what the mental homeless person, that's where they're stuck. They're stuck in a situation where they don't want to take their meds. And so they don't take their meds, and their psychotic behavior returns. And when their psychotic behavior returns, they can't work. And when they can't work, they can't have a home. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. But that's, again, the story was written to make it sound like, oh, this is so horrible that this program has run out of money. Well, the program was always going to run out of money because it was a grant. It wasn't an indefinite amount of money that and they should have known, hey, this is only going to last a year. We need to try to find funding for this if we're going to continue this. 405-608-4377. Suzanne writes, Lee, having a state question on a primary runoff ballot in August when less than 25% of all registered voters even turn out is a red flag. Not to mention the authors of State Question 844 and their low conservative score, another red flag. Well, that's moot right now, Suzanne, because it didn't pass. And I don't think it passed because the people who did vote were people who were genuinely cared about the issue. And it was not close. It was like 70% to 20%. William writes, Lee, keep up all the good work. I appreciate the information you make available to those of us who listen. It definitely helped me make my decisions when it came to the election. You are quite welcome, William. Joel writes, Lee, my favorite Dolly Parton movie is Smoky Mountain Christmas. Great Christmas movie for the whole family. I like all those movies about her life. And, who is it that played played her mother? She was the lead singer for Sugarland. She did great in that, too. That was her acting debut. She did real good in that, too. And Rick Schroeder played her father. So, yeah, I liked all of those. 405-608-4377. You are on the air with Lee Matthews. Hi, what's your name?
This is Jay.
Hi, Jay. Where are you?
South of Guthrie right now.
All right, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, were you surprised at the narrow margin of victory on the state question dealing with the voter ID?
No, I wasn't, because I think a lot of people were mixed up on what it said. A lot of people voted down because, wait a minute, we already have to show our ID. They thought that this was to make it law that we have to show our ID. They didn't realize it already was law. What this state question was doing was codifying it in our Constitution. So I think that's why a lot of people voted no.
But you really think it was a confusion part, huh?
Yes, I do, because there really weren't a lot of voters that showed up yesterday. 300,000 is not a lot statewide. When you're talking about 4 million people, and only about 3 million of those are registered voters.
Right. Now, I get you there, but I was just still kind of surprised on how narrow a margin that it was. But anyway, no, I just called that.
I really do think it was confusion. I really do think. And when you read that measure, I don't know if you sat there and read the measure. It contradicted itself. It sounded like three or four times. And you're like, wait, what? What? So I think that's what a lot of the problem was.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, Lee, have a good evening.
You too, Jay. Thank you for listening on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio and Lee Matthews with The Drive. This idiot running for Senate in Michigan had the gall to say day before yesterday, I think it was on Fox, he was talking about how people who have money and invest it in the money market or invest it in the stock market and make money with it, how he says he wants to tax that at 30 to 40%. And the reason he wants to tax that at 30 to 40% is because, well, that's not your hard-earned labor. You didn't get that money through your hard-earned labor. You're just taking money and using it to make more money. Well, how do you think you got the money, you dope? Don't let somebody take your money away from you like this idiot. Michael McGuire can help you keep your money and take what you've got and grow. And in fact, right now, the stock market is the single most efficient way to make money. And Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital will show you how. Call him on his personal cell phone, 405-760-5863, 405-760-5863, McGuireCap.com, 6632 Northwest 39th, downtown Bethany, McGuire Capital.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Want to know what $6 million worth of quality pre-owned vehicles look like? Go to www.stevensford.com. Use our built-in search engine to find exactly what you're looking for. Better yet, hop in your car and come on over to Stevens Ford and Heath. Folks, I'm here to tell you that our used car lot is absolutely full of cars, trucks, and SUVs. There's something for everyone, with prices starting under $11,000. 11 grand. As a matter of fact, most are priced below market value. And remember, when you buy from us, drive it for 48 hours, and if you're not totally satisfied, bring it back and get 100% of your money back. And one more thing. Credit is never a problem because our goal is 100% credit approval. So come shop our $6 million used inventory and find the vehicle you're looking for at a money-saving price. And remember, Stevens Ford will beat any deal, regardless.
Tired of hard water and bad taste straight from the tap? Trust Culligan of Enid, your local water expert since 1981. With over 130 years of combined experience, they are your hometown solution for softer, cleaner, better tasting water. Right now, get a whole house system, water softener, and reverse osmosis for just $29.95 a month for 3 months. Plus, you can buy a unit and get free installation up to a $300 value. Some limitations apply. Visit CulliganEnid.com or give them a call today. Culligan of Enid, better water, pure. And simple.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000 watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
They say that they want to abolish the border. Everyone can get in. If you're here illegally, you should get citizenship right away. Abolish prisons, abolish the police. It's just absolutely insane. And then when they talk about taxing, how are you going to get this universal health care? They're going to tax the billionaires. They believe the millionaires and billionaires have scammed people. And then when asked, what do you do with the money? How does your math work out? I don't know. Montami doesn't know. How much money do you need for your program? See, they don't know.
The Brian Kilmeade Show. Weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
It's been 1 week since you looked.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, calling for... We're going to be out of the hundreds for a couple of days, so that's nice. Starting tonight, we've got a 20% chance of rain, low 72. Partly cloudy, 30% chance of rain tomorrow with a high of 89. Tomorrow night, 71 for a low, into Friday, sunny with a high of 97. Then back to triple digits on Saturday with a high of 100. It's 88 degrees right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Brett in Oklahoma City, thank you for hanging on.
Hey, no problem. We love listening to you. You're always very informative.
Thanks.
And entertaining as well. So
trying
you got the infotainment down pat.
I'm trying to.
Well, you had mentioned earlier something in the newscast that kind of made me think, and I always like to pose these questions to you because you're a smart guy.
Well.
But I thought you said something that the Department of Human Services was granted an award of $300 million. Well, I think they have a shortfall that Cindy Bird found recently. Is there not a law or bylaw that says, hey, you're in debt, any proceeds that are kind of found or discovered or won?
Well, the $300 million that they're going to be getting from Facebook, the court has ordered that that has to be used on youth mental health services.
Now, got it.
Now, what that means, I don't know. I was hoping, because we were building a new mental health hospital in Tulsa, and I think they were building one in Norman, in order to help treat some of these people that the cops arrest for overdoses and schizophrenia and that kind of thing, these homeless people that are not taking their meds. I was hoping that there would be a way to funnel that money there. But sure. I don't know if it doesn't deal with youth, I don't know. If it doesn't deal specifically with addiction or depression due to being bullied online, I don't know.
Well, yeah, just always disturbing to hear there's such a shortfall in a
yes.
particular department. And it was just really hopeful that we could kind of get that.
Well, and the shortfall at DHS was due to just bad management. I mean, once again, it demonstrates what the Oklahoma Department of Human Services is way too big, way too bloated, and has way too many employees because nobody's checking anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, what was happening was they might have been given a state credit card to fill up their vehicle so that they could go check on child welfare. Well, they were filling up their vehicle, their kid's vehicle, everybody else in their family's vehicle, you see. That kind of thing was going on.
Yeah. Well, I think that happens in a lot in the streets.
I think it does, too.
I really appreciate your comments.
All right. Thank you, Brett. Have a good week. Well, it's not a weekend yet, but it's good talking to you.
We didn't solve anything, but, you know, we sure talked about it.
Yeah. Well, no, and you got to get the information down first before you can solve the problem, and that's actually what you were trying to do. So thanks a lot. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608.
KQOP, Enid.
and Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. El Reno City crews searching for a water leak that canceled classes for schools on Tuesday. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner.
An unlicensed Miami plastic surgeon dubbed Dr. Frankenstein is on the lam, possibly in Brazil.
57-year-old João Araújo reportedly cut off his ankle monitor and disappeared before facing felony charges that he allegedly disfigured patients in Miami. His defense attorney, Mark Iglarsh, doesn't know where he is.
We entered a not guilty plea on his behalf. I am committed to zealously fighting for him, and that he temporarily made himself unavailable. And if he ever returns, I will continue to zealously defend his rights.
Brazil does not extradite, so Dr. Frankenstein, if he's there, may never face the felonies for grand theft, practicing medicine without a license, and fraud in Miami. Karen Curtis, Miami.
The death Tuesday of country music icon Dolly Parton at 80 is being felt far and wide. Michael Kastner reports.
You come again.
In Detroit, Eminem called her an icon and a superstar in every sense and shared a note she sent to him when they both were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2022. Martha Reeves called Parton an incredible songwriter, performer, and a true humanitarian and says there will never be anyone else like her. Rockstar Jack White performed Jolene Tuesday night in London for the first time in almost 20 years and said on Instagram she deserves instant sainthood. His Third Man Records thanked Parton for a lifetime of giving back and making the world a little brighter.
The FBI says a 60-day international operation has disrupted cybercrime networks accused of targeting Americans. Operation Riptide led to arrests, cryptocurrency seizures, and takedowns involving phishing platforms, romance scams, and ATM theft schemes. The FBI says Americans lost more than $20 billion to cybercrime last year. Officials warn that artificial intelligence is making online scams harder to spot.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is...
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just...
It is refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people, people love MediShare, and they love saving tons of money, too. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
Good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to, and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Tuesday's runoff election settled several major Oklahoma races and state questions, with Robert Franklin capturing the Republican nomination for state superintendent. Kevin West captured the GOP nomination for labor commissioner and will advance to the general election against Democrat Kevin Dawson and Libertarian Mike Hall. Bob Sullivan also secured the Republican nomination for insurance commissioner, setting up a November race with Democrat Craig McIntyre. Elsewhere, voters overwhelmingly rejected State Question 844, which would have changed how manufacturing tax exemption reimbursements are handled. Meanwhile, State Question 846 passed with about 55% of the vote, which adds voter ID requirements to the state's constitution. Supporters say that'll protect existing voter ID requirements, while opponents argue it gives lawmakers too much authority in changing the rules. El Reno Public Schools has canceled classes as city crews search for a suspected waterline leak that caused low water pressure across the city on Wednesday. Officials are asking residents and businesses to conserve water and stop outdoor water usage while crews work to locate the leak. Schools are set to remain closed until adequate water pressure is restored, and updates can be found on each school's website. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, are you ready to upgrade your property? Tractor Bob's has a deal for you. Yanmar SA425 tractor with loader, box blade, and grapple for $24.9 cash or $275 per month. The industry's best 10-year powertrain warranty from the dealership that has your back. Tractor Bob's, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com. Moving, 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 though they're disapproving, keep them doggies moving rawhide.
Governor Stitt's creating his own beef industry council. What does that mean and what will it do? Coming up as the drive continues on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will bring partly cloudy skies with a low of 73. Tomorrow is expected to be very warm with periods of sunshine mixed with occasional clouds, reaching a high of 95. Tomorrow night will be clear to partly cloudy with a low of 71. Looking ahead to Friday, anticipate mostly sunny conditions and continued warmth with a high of 96. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Freedom 96.9 is the only station in Oklahoma dedicated to making sure freedom rings. From Brian Kilmeade to Eric Erickson, from Dana Lash to Lee Matthews, we spotlight the stories and the people that impact your freedom. So, set a button and tell a friend. Download our app so you can tell the world that there's a station in Oklahoma City where freedom is so important, we made it our name. The new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
First thing we started talking about was the runoff elections. Most of my predictions came true. I missed the insurance commissioner race and the superintendent of education race. The insurance commissioner was, Bob Sullivan. I was supporting Marty Quinn. Bob Sullivan was largely backed up by trial lawyers, which is why I was going with Marty Quinn. And then Superintendent of Education, Robert Franklin edged out James Taylor. Now, these are just the Republican candidates. They will now advance to the general election where they will face Democrat challengers, and we'll see where it goes from there. However, Robert Franklin, I was not a choice of because he had spent time in administration. Now, that is why I think he ended up getting the nomination, because, he's been in administration. He wants to be the superintendent, so that makes sense. I think that's our problem. I think our problem is that our school system has too many administrators and doesn't have enough people who've spent quality time in the classroom. But that's just me. I'm crazy that way. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Kevin Hearn, going to be facing the leftist of leftists for the Senate race. Her name is Jasmine Thompson, and she won the Democrat runoff yesterday, so she will face Kevin Hearn in the general election for Oklahoma State Senator. By the way, her first priority, impeaching Trump. Do I need to even say anything more? Big settlement came from Facebook. Oklahoma is going to get about $300,000 out of this. $300 million out of Facebook, along with 28 other states. That figure is still kind of up in the air, and it'll be over a period of time. But the money is supposed to be used for youth health, mental health services. So it has to be allocated according to the court order. Now, what are the stipulations of that allocation? I don't know. City of Norman had a program for the homeless run out of money. What? Wonder why? Well, it's pretty simple. It was a federal grant, and the grant ran out and didn't renew. Usually, that's how federal grants work. Now, the story goes on to make it sound like, oh, my God, this is terrible. This is... No, this Norman Mental Health should have known that this was going to run out and likely not be restored. So perhaps it should have been allocated for something that they planned on expiring anyway. So your thoughts on that or anything else you want to bring to the topic buffet, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Robert writes, hello, Lee. Yesterday you had a caller talking about voting yes or no on the state question about driver's licenses being used to vote. He said that you had to be a citizen to actually call the tag agency. You said you had to be a citizen to call the tag agency. They said you didn't have to be a citizen or an American citizen. You have to have legal documents proving you are here, a visa, or anything else that you can get an Oklahoma driver's license. I do think it may be a trick. No, Robert, it's not. You cannot go down to a tag agency and get a driver's license if you don't have proof of citizenship or proof that you are an American citizen. Now, does that include a green card? Yes, it does, because the green card indicates that you are legally pursuing citizenship. A work visa? No, you cannot get a driver's license in Oklahoma with a work visa because those are temporary. Now, other states, that's not the case. In other states, if you have a work visa, you can go down and get a driver's license. With the driver's license, you can then prove your citizenship. Now, what I did when I moved back here to Oklahoma, I brought my current driver's license, which was enough of an identifier for me to get an Oklahoma driver's license. Oh, and by the way, I think you have, it used to be 60 days. Maybe it's longer now. Maybe it's 6 months now. But when you move to Oklahoma, you only have a limited amount of time where you can go and actually get your driver's license, or you'll have to start the whole process over again with a birth certificate. 405-608-4377. Carol writes, Lee, I was never going to vote for 844. The main reason I was never going to give the government another opportunity to handle money. They always corrupt everything. They certainly don't need to be the middleman for the counties and the counties, what the counties receive in the way of property taxes. And Carol, that was my feeling. That was my feeling, too. Thanks a lot. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation, or email me directly to lmatthews@freedom969.com. Bucky's CEO suggested recently that the Texas-based travel center chain may be done looking into blue districts and blue states. They said some communities do not appreciate what the company brings, while conservative states offer business-friendly and family-oriented values. Arch Beaver Alpin III, the company's president and co-founder, made the comments during the grand opening of the Bucky's newest location in Benton, Arkansas, back on August 17th. The chain is known for its expansive gas stations, famously clean restrooms, and in-house food offerings. We have a lot of opportunities, and we're growing, and we're building in a lot of places, he said. But when you find a conservative, business-friendly state with a phenomenal workforce, it makes a big difference. By the way, they are building in Oklahoma. I-40 and West I-40, one of the I-40 intersections. How about that? I forgot the intersection, but it is in the Oklahoma City proper area. He criticized states that said they do not appreciate what Bucky's brings to their communities, suggesting the company would much rather focus on its expansion efforts elsewhere. The Bucky's co-founder also said he's starting to realize life is too short to try to build in places that people don't appreciate what you're bringing versus places like Arkansas and Oklahoma, where people do appreciate what you're building. Conservative states typically promote business-friendly and family-oriented policies that align with Bucky's values, he says. The leadership, that concept, the idea of conservative, business-friendly, family-oriented concept works much better if it trickles down from leadership at the top, like the governor's office, or the congressman, or the senator, or the mayor, and the representatives, he said. So that's good to know. And I don't know if they've broken ground yet, or not. I don't think they have, because One of the things Buc-ee's usually demands is some infrastructure. They want an exit ramp if it's an interstate. They want a signal light at the end of that exit ramp. And then they want certain infrastructure so they can get water and power. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. An armed citizen halted a shooting rampage yesterday by a man who went berserk over a dispute about vaping. Chester County, South Carolina, the sheriff's office said that Brandon Taven Cassidy opened fire on two people in Edgemore, South Carolina, striking one victim multiple times before an armed citizen drew a firearm and returned fire. In the exchange of gunfire, Cassidy was fatally wounded, while the armed citizen was also shot. Second victim returned fire in self-defense. The exchange of gunfire left both the second victim and Cassidy with gunshot wounds. The incident occurred shortly after midnight on Wednesday, and the sheriff's office said that in the post earlier that day, they responded to the shooting incident in the area of Edgemore and the Edgemore community. Upon arrival, the deputies located three gunshot victims. One victim was later identified as the suspect. The two gunshot victims, including the suspect, were pronounced deceased as a result of their injuries sustained during the shooting. The third victim was transported to a hospital for further treatment. But there you go. Once again, good guy with a gun thwarts what a bad guy has been trying to do. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And, you know, President Trump announced a temporary tariff break for imported beef into the United States. Now, he put a tariff on imported beef right when he took over office. And the reason was inexpensive beef from Mexico was flooding the United States market. Inexpensive beef from Canada was flooding the United States market, and it was hurting our domestic beef producers. Well, what has happened since then is that beef prices have soared, but they have soared because American beef producers can't keep up with American demand. And many ranchers have gone out of business because of an ongoing drought where the grazing land is. Under the new proposal, for the next 90 days, the U.S. would allow up to 300,000 metric tons of beef, mostly used for ground beef, to enter the country without the higher out-of-quota tariff. Trump said the product would be sold at 25% below current market prices. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association said they don't like the idea. Ranchers are determining the cost to rebuild their herds through the winter, and that this will hurt them. Last month, ground beef averaged $6.89 per pound. That's a 57% increase from 5 years ago, according to federal labor data. And drought, feed costs and smaller cattle herds are driving those prices higher. But the argument is importing more beef at the level proposed would not meaningfully change what shoppers pay. Stitt signed an executive order on Tuesday, creating the Oklahoma Beef Industry Advisory Council. Chaired by the Oklahoma Secretary of Agriculture, Blaine Arthur, the council will meet and deliver public recommendations aimed at protecting and growing Oklahoma's beef industry. I don't know what more you can do other than make it rain. If Washington wants lower prices for Americans, it should focus on free market solutions that remove barriers that drive up cost, not undercut the American ranchers who feed our country, said Governor Stitt. When the government tries to put its thumb on the scale, it ultimately drives up costs for everyone. We will stand with Oklahomans who produce our food and protect our state's position as the leader of the beef industry. Before filing the executive order, Stitt said in a roundtable discussion and cattle producers, that the council will include leaders with experience in cattle production, beef processing, agriculture, economics, market development, and so on. Oklahoma is home to 4.65 million cattle and calves, including nearly 2 million beef cows, making it one of the nation's leading cattle-producing states. So that I didn't know. But if it's not going to make a meaningful dent in the price of beef, and it mostly is going to deal with ground beef, how is that going to hurt the American rancher? That's the part I don't understand. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Roy writes, Lee, what do you think about allowing plug-in solar in Oklahoma? They sell these systems on Amazon. States like Utah allow them. Someone in an apartment could put a panel on their balcony, plug it into a regular outlet, and offset their electric bill. No electrician or special equipment will be needed. It seems like an easy way to reduce demand on a grid and free up power for data centers. Why doesn't Oklahoma allow it? Roy, I don't know enough about it to be able to comment. If what you do is, when you say plug it in, are you plugging it into your wall outlet and it's feeding back into your house? Is that what's happening? Or do you have like an extension cord that plugs into the solar panel? Here's the thing. The solar panel, you would need solar panel. When you see somebody with a house that has solar panels on it, they aren't using those solar panels to run their air conditioning unit. They might be using those solar panels to heat the water heater. And then if there's extra power left over, a lot of times they are allowed to sell that back to the company in the form of a rebate on their electric bill. So it never fully pays for their electric bill because it doesn't provide enough amperage to run your air conditioning system. Or, for that matter, probably an electric stove, if you have one, which I loathe, by the way. So to answer your question, Roy, I don't know why Oklahoma doesn't allow it. It seems like if anybody wanted one, they should be able to buy one. And if you say, like you say, they can buy it on Amazon, they should be able to without any problem. I don't know that there's a regulation that says you can't do that. There may be a regulation from an apartment complex or a rental property that says you can't do that because they wouldn't want you messing with the electrical system of that rental property. 405-608-4377. But Roy, thanks a lot for the call. And I'm sorry, for the email to lmatthews@freedom969.com. I had it earlier today. Another story of a good guy with a gun saving the day. So don't settle for less when it comes to having the tool with which you can save the day. A gun to either defend yourself or your family members. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma City's firearms superstore. More than 4,000 new and used firearms in stock. H&H has the largest selection you'll find anywhere, featuring Springfield Armory, Glock, Walther, and more. Not sure what's right for you? Then you can try before you buy, which is the best part. They've got 100 different firearms available to rent on the rental range and the rental counter. And that's where they'll also show you how they all work and how the safeties work. And that way you can judge by comparing apples to apples or apples to oranges or oranges to apples or whatever the case may be. So when you're looking for selection, value, and the ultimate shooting experience, head to H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's talk radio.
Please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck. Now Advance Country Ford in Guthrie. Get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance. And Advance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Vance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. For 92 years, they made you beg. Fingerprints, photographs, Form 4s, tax stamps, waiting. That ends now. If you're a Gun Owners of America member or Silencer Shop customer, suppressors now transfer on a simple 4473 background check. Same as any other firearm. No Form 4, no ATF approval, no federal registry. Walk out the same day. And at Cops Gun Shop, we didn't wait. At 0001 hours on August 14th, 2026, Cops Gun Shop became the first dealer in the state of Oklahoma to transfer an unregistered suppressor on a 4473 background check form to Don Spencer, president of the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association. First in Oklahoma, done at Cops Gun Shop. While others were still figuring it out, we were already making history. Come get your suppressor today. If we don't have something in stock you're wanting, we will check availability and get it ordered for you. Cops Gun Shop is located at 416 Hudeberg Circle in Oklahoma City, and we are open to the public. We don't wait for permission. We took the right. Cops Gun Shop, first in Oklahoma, and we are still leading. Cops Gun Shop, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy or gal with a gun.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
A possible trade war with Canada is heating up. We've got the Iran sanctions that could cripple their economy. There's a lot of news to navigate through the week. It's Eric Erickson. Listen to me live right here on Freedom 96.9, weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'll dive into the news, tell you what I think about it, and take your phone calls at 877-973-7425. Again, it's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. with your phone calls right here on Freedom 96.9.
Tributes for Dolly Parton's passing have circled the globe. That is the King's Guard Royal Band. This morning, that's the band that plays at all the changing of the guard and all the other royal pageantry that they have in and around Buckingham Palace. So even they were in the game of paying tribute to Dolly Parton. Now we hear that British actor Tim Curry has passed away at the age of 80. He, too, had been dealing with health issues, including severe stroke earlier this year. He's known as one of the Pennywises in the movie series It. He also was very good in Hunt for Red October. He played Ned in one of the film versions of Oliver Twist. He actually had a top 20 hit record with I Do the Rock in 1980. But he's best known as Dr. Frankenfurter from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. His death, by the way, fulfills the rule of threes. When it comes to celebrity deaths, when you count Dolly Parton, Shelley Fabre, and now Tim Burton. Here's the thing about that silly game, by the way. I mean, at any given time, you could probably find three people from one industry dying within 3 days. It doesn't have to be just a celebrity. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Marvin writes, Lee, if Oklahoma is serious about bringing in these massive data centers, the state needs a strategic water plan. Farmers in western Oklahoma and the Panhandle have been dealing with water shortages for decades. Why not capture some of the excess Arkansas River floodwater and use injection wells to recharge the aquifer? That could help with flooding and put water back underground for the farmers who need it. We shouldn't be using up our water for data centers without having a plan to replace it. Well, Marvin, the injection wells, that problem there, and I'm no petroleum engineer, but the problem there is the injection wells, that's largely high-density salt water. High-density brackish water. So it's non. Now, could you use it to cool a data center? Possibly. I think there would be a corrosion factor that they would want to avoid, but I don't know. I mean, you know, it stranger things have happened. But thanks a lot for writing into lmatthews@freedom969.com. That's my email address. You can write in if you like or call 405-608-4377. And the Freedom From Religion Foundation should be renamed Freedom From Intelligence.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. President Trump says Iran's in a very bad spot, claiming the U.S. blockade is working and oil is flowing through the Strait of Hormuz. Trump also called the CIA director John Ratcliffe's visit to Russia somewhat routine and says Iran's supreme leader is likely alive but seriously wounded. NVIDIA, the world's most valuable company, reported fiscal second quarter earnings that topped analysis expectations and issued stronger than expected revenue guidance.
This is the company that has become the measuring stick of whether or not this AI investment cycle can continue. And what we saw today was there's nothing broken.
The chipmaker's market value now exceeds $5 trillion as demand for artificial intelligence chips continues to drive growth.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones lost 113 points, the S&P fell by a single point, and the NASDAQ dropped 21. I'm Lizzie Radabali.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just
refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people love MediShare, and they love saving tons of money too. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
Good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to, and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Tuesday's runoff election settled several major Oklahoma races and state questions, with Robert Franklin capturing the Republican nomination for state superintendent. Kevin West captured the GOP nomination for labor commissioner and will advance to the general election against Democrat Kevin Dawson and Libertarian Mike Hall. Bob Sullivan also secured the Republican nomination for insurance commissioner, setting up a November race with Democrat Craig McIntyre. Elsewhere, voters overwhelmingly rejected State Question 844, which would have changed how manufacturing tax exemption reimbursements are handled. Meanwhile, State Question 846 passed with about 55% of the vote, which adds voter ID requirements to the state's constitution. Supporters say that'll protect existing voter ID requirements, while opponents argue it gives lawmakers too much authority in changing the rules. El Reno Public Schools has canceled classes as city crews search for a suspected waterline leak that caused low water pressure across the city on Wednesday. Officials are asking residents and businesses to conserve water and stop outdoor water usage while crews work to locate the leak. Schools are set to remain closed until adequate water pressure is restored, and updates can be found on each school's website. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Suffering from neuropathy, chronic pain? Looking for real and lasting health solutions? Modus Health and Dr. Jeremy Moss and his team will go beyond your symptoms to find the root cause of your neuropathy and chronic pain. Dr. Moss has just released his new book, Designed for More, because you are, and new patients will get a free copy with their first treatment. It's time to move better, feel better, and live better. Visit ModusHealth.com or call 405-494-0165, 405-494-0165, and book your appointment today.
My love, you've done it. You slayed the beast. Indeed, Princess. Well, what's this? You're injured.
I am, but I know the cure.
Pray tell.
Journey to Reno and Sarah Road, to the place they call Okie Dokie Bakery.
What?
I need a dozen cookies at least. Cupcakes, macarons.
Are you sure?
They are delicious. Just what I need.
We ride to Okie Dokie.
Okie Dokie Bakery. Visit OkieDokieBakery.com.
Yes, Medicare is good. It's not great. But that's why you need someone like Eunice Khoury of the Well-Preserved Advisory Group to help you out when you sign up for Medicare, to make what your Medicare has and make it great again. Making Medicare great again. I don't know if she'll like that that slogan. But anyway, if you were born in 1961, you're getting a lot of phone calls and a lot of emails and texts. And I'm here, Lee Matthews, to make sure you're not confused, but that you solve your problem by calling the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. The team of the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will come out, put together a plan that works for you. And if there's something that Medicare doesn't cover or there needs to be a blank filled in, they will take care of that as well. Call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. We are asking Oklahoma City residents to take part in our free, voluntary home fire safety survey. It only takes a few minutes, requires no personal identifying information, and there are no penalties or inspections for participating residents. Based on your answers, we'll provide some simple safety recommendations to help reduce fire risk in your home. Learn more at okc.gov/fire. okc.gov/fire.
The Freedom of Religion Foundation should be renamed the Freedom of Intelligence Foundation. They're at it again. I'll tell you why coming up as the drive continues on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9 in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will bring partly cloudy skies with a low of 73. Tomorrow's expected to be very warm with periods of sunshine mixed with occasional clouds, reaching a high of 95. Tomorrow night will be clear to partly cloudy with a low of 71. Looking ahead to Friday, anticipate mostly sunny conditions and continued warmth with a high of 96. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
As long as when the United States kind of sets the tone in the battle and lowers the operational tempo, that actually makes our presence in the region scarier for the Iranians. We can build up more supplies. We can manage our arsenals. We can do more targeting. So if we do strike, the strikes are actually going to be more devastating.
That is retired General James Califano about the Iranian situation and whether or not bleeding them dry financially is a good move. He seems to think it is. What do you think? 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. So late last week, I told you about the students and families of Muskogee Public Schools had planned a back-to-school community prayer walk. And it was for 6th and 7th grade students. The district canceled the event and removed its announcement and notified parents that it wouldn't be having that. And the Freedom from Religion organization hailed it. They applauded it. Well, now the Freedom from Religion Foundation is refuting that the Oklahoma Attorney General's claim that a public school district is free to organize and promote a Christian prayer event. Rather than applaud the district for respecting the constitutional rights of its students and parents, Attorney General Gettner Drummond, it says, issued a letter claiming the district had no constitutional obligation to cancel the event. He argued that because attendance was voluntary and occurred outside instructional hours, the so-called prayer walk did not violate the First Amendment's Establishment Clause. I agree with Gettner Drummond on this one. He also offered the Attorney General's office assistance to other Oklahoma school districts receiving similar complaints. Now, was he trying last-minute ditch efforts to insert himself into issues that might get him some additional publicity? Sure. Can't blame him for it. He wasn't asked to do so, which is usually the way these things work. However, the Freedom From Religion organization, whenever they open their mouths, they show that they are free from intelligence. Because none of these students were being forced to pray. None of these students were being forced to worship in a certain way. None of these students were being forced to do anything. The participation in this walk was voluntary. It was not during regular school hours. It was not on school grounds. And so the school board really had, or the school itself, had no power to cancel it. If some kids wanted to get together and some kids wanted to pray, they could. It has been proven by the United States Supreme Court. When a public school coach would ask his players to pray before and after a game, the United States Supreme Court said, yes, he can do that because he's not requiring them to pray. He's not forcing them to pray. He's not punishing them if they don't pray. Therefore, there is no state-sponsored religion going on here. But we're not even talking that deep. A prayer walk is nothing more than a meditation. And I don't know how I've been on them before. And if you're Roman Catholic and you do your Stations of the Cross, that's what a prayer walk is. You go through the various stages that Christ was going through when he was being crucified. For a back-to-school prayer walk, I would imagine you walk and stop at a certain place and maybe pray for better understanding of mathematics. Maybe you walk a little further and pray for better understanding of literature. Maybe you go a little further and pray to get along better with your fellow students. Maybe you go along and further and pray for better understanding and keeping your cool in a bad situation, or whatever it may be. But the Freedom From Religion is not going to be happy until there is no religion ever anywhere. That's how idiotic they are. They seem to think that they can snap their fingers or wave a magic wand and everybody's going to get rid of their religion. And it's not going to happen. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. You know, this guy. Maybe you don't know this guy. It would help if I had him up on the phone line. Let's see here. What happened? I had him here, and then he, at any rate, I'm sorry for the. Okay, now let's start. Okay, there he goes. All right, you know Todd Starnes as an American conservative columnist, a commentator, a writer, a radio host. You can see him weeknights on Newsmax on The Todd Starnes Show. He's written a new book. It's called The Golden Age, How Trump Saved America, and it's out now. And he's joining us now. Todd, sorry for I was having problems with the phone system. I got it all fixed, though. So let's just go ahead and get started. What was your inspiration? Was it drawn from the rise of the MAGA movement?
Well, it did. And I noticed, gosh, about a year or so ago, some conservatives were beginning to believe the mainstream media's narrative that Trump's second term in office had been a failure. And so I just set about to disprove that notion, first of all, taking a look at the promises the president made, and then revealing that he has actually delivered on a good many of those promises. And quite frankly, this president has really done a phenomenal job in restoring sanity to America, securing the borders, cracking down on all of this woke nonsense that's happening inside our nation's education system, and also restoring American greatness nationwide through a strong military. And that really became the foundation for what I hope people will discover is a very funny book, but also a very inspirational book.
And the book is The Golden Age, How Trump Saved America by Todd Starnes. You know him from Newsmax's Todd Starnes Show. I saw this all kind of evolve because I've been a conservative my whole life. But my biggest frustration with conservatism up until this point was this inability or failure or unwillingness for conservatives to take their arguments and lay them at the feet of their opponents, whoever the opponents may be, whether it's a socialist or a Democrat or even an independent. But Trump always had that willingness and that ability to lay the argument at their feet.
Yeah, it's a great point. I was a reporter for Fox News Channel, and I was in the audience when Barack Obama infamously said, if they bring a knife to the fight, we bring a gun.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, for many Republicans, they're bringing an apple teeny and a croquet mallet. So they don't know how to fight. And I think that's it, you know, if you look at Donald Trump, one of his legacies will be teaching Republicans how to fight. The president did a tremendous job of that and continues to do a tremendous job of that. For example, you know, how he handles the mainstream media. The most transparent president in modern political history takes more questions than any other president in modern history from the media, and yet they still give this guy the what for, but he turns around and gives it right back and gives it with a double dose.
And the disciples he seems to have along the way, the J.D. Vances, the Marco Rubios, they seem to have taken notes.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, the question is, who will be that person to carry on the mantle and take us further into the golden age? I write about that in the book, and I really lay that job at the feet of the American people. You know, it's our responsibility to stand up and carry that banner into the next 4 years and the 4 years after that. So I think the president has done a remarkable job of saving this country from the throes of socialism. And we came very, very close. And I think a lot of people, you know, wake up in a cold sweat saying, thank the good Lord that Kamala Harris did not win that election.
The Golden Age is the book, How Trump Saved America. Todd Starnes, award-winning journalist, prolific author, and host of Newsmax's Todd Starnes Show. You can check it out at Newsmax.com if you want to know more. It's a patriotic-themed memento that is filled with all kinds of memories of the Trump era. And also, this is something I've long suspected, Todd, and maybe you have some inside information on it. How Senate Republicans seem to be just slow walking, if not stalling, the Save America Act. I got to tell you, the listeners calling this program are very frustrated with that.
Well, I think that you guys should be. Oklahoma, the reddest state in the nation, and yet some of your guys are a little complicit in this. So it's a challenge, and there's no doubt about it. Look, the Republicans know that this is a lame duck president, right? So Trump's not going to be able to run for re-election. So pretty much what has been accomplished is what's going to be accomplished. And the Republicans now have the opportunity to retake their party back from Donald Trump. And that's, I really believe that's what we're seeing play out here. You know, I've had the chance to sit down a number of times with the president for long form interviews, in-depth interviews, and a lot of those conversations are flavored through the book and featured throughout the book. But this president is a man of principle. He's also a man who believes in loyalty. And the American people, I think they see that and they appreciate that. You know, they went out there and said, you know what do we have to lose? Let's give this guy a shot. And Donald Trump delivered on the promises.
And remarkably quickly, any president heretofore will not have any excuses about how quickly they can move on certain things.
I have to tell you what happened. This is a hoot. First time in the history of my writing career this has ever happened. We were doing a book signing in Memphis, which is my hometown, and Senator Marsha Blackburn was there, Congressman David Kustoff, and had a huge crowd. And all of a sudden, I start getting these text messages from people saying, there are protesters outside, And sure enough, we had a thundering herd of obese, woke white women storm into the Barnes & Noble, and they tried to disrupt our book signing, shouting and cursing and carrying on. And it was just the craziest thing. But again, an example of these leftists, and they don't think it's okay to disagree. They want to shut you down and shut you up.
Todd Starnes with us, American conservative columnist, commentator, writer, radio host, host of the Todd Starnes Show on Newsmax. His book is The Golden Age, How Trump Saved America. And again, I've got my theories about why we're starting to see this socialist, communist infiltration of the Democrat Party. But I want to hear your take on it.
Well, one of the things that has not yet been accomplished and needs to is the dismantling of the Department of Education.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at what's been happening in this country over the past several decades, it's all been coming out of our nation's education system, from the radical sex and gender ideology, the critical race theory that has really stoked the flames of another race war. And when you look at the rise of socialism, these are not conversations moms and dads are having around the dinner table. These are ideas that are being planted in the minds of kids inside our taxpayer-funded classrooms. And that's why it's imperative to shut down the Department of Education and restore control to the local communities so we can put a stop to this nonsense. I really do believe that if we don't get a handle on that one issue, the Republic could be in danger.
Is there a financial problem in the Democrat Party? I've read reports that they basically bankrupted themselves trying to get Kamala elected, and now none of the middle-of-the-road Democrat donors are going to donate because they don't want to waste their money, and the only ones left with any money are the uber left-wing and the communists.
You see, that's a really great observation. I would also say there's another component to that. The Doge Committee uncovered hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars in fraud. A lot of that money was actually going to fund these left-wing protesters and the marches and all of that kind of stuff. And if you noticed over the summer, we did not have as many as we had in previous years.
No.
And a lot of that is because the money dried up. So I think the Democrats are really hurting right now, and they should be. The fact of the matter is they were using our taxpayer money against us.
Todd Starnes with us, The Golden Age, How Trump Saved America. This is his newest book. It is out now everywhere you get books. You can see him on Newsmax, on the Todd Starnes Show, and read his columns and commentations and his other writings as well. And then moving forward into the midterms, a lot of concerns that I get to this program are worried about some of the issues that the Democrats are trying to latch onto, affordability being one of them, health care being another. But I try to remind them that the policies that Trump has instilled in the last 3 years are working. I don't know that people are going to forget that, but what are your thoughts?
Well, I think you're right to bring up the pocketbook issues, because those ultimately are what drive voters to the polls or depress them and keep them at home. And right now, we've been looking at the primaries, and we have seen a depressed turnout among Republican voters. Mm-hmm. And the question is, how can we possibly reverse that? I think a lot of people are really upset with the job that Congress has done, and they deserve every bit of blame. But the reality is, the person who suffers if the Democrats gain control of Congress is actually President Trump. And we know what they're going to do. They're going to impeach the guy again, and he doesn't deserve that. So really, the rally cry will be to stand alongside President Trump. Let's finish as much of the agenda as we can, and let's stop the Democrats from trying to impeach our great president.
Todd Starnes of the Todd Starnes Show on Newsmax. You also should see his book, The Golden Age, How Trump Saved America. Where can the book be purchased, Todd?
Well, you can go to your local Barnes & Noble or Books A Million. You can get a copy. You can also order on Amazon or, you know, however you get your books. And, of course, we would love for folks to check out ToddStarnes.com, our national radio show airs noon to 3 Eastern on 150 great radio stations, including some there in the great state of Oklahoma.
And I thank you for joining us, John Todd Starnes. The Golden Age, How Trump Saved America on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, and Lee Matthews with The Drive. I was getting a pair of new glasses at a place that I've been shopping for glasses with for over 20 years. And I had probably one of the worst experiences in shopping that I've had in a long time, because the woman behind the counter simply wouldn't listen to me. She sat down, and all I wanted was new lenses in the frames that I had. And she started talking a mile, 100 miles, like an auctioneer. And next thing I know, she's sliding an invoice in front of me that's $500, $600 for a pair of glasses. And I said, no, you weren't listening to me. This is our biggest frustration right now with the marketplace. People not listening. And I can tell you, the folks over at Frontier Auto Group, they don't want to be in that category. That's why they are a family-oriented business. And while others are succumbing to all of the tricks and all of the nasty little stunts that are being pulled in corporations that try to take your money without you realizing it, they are here to not ignore you, but to listen to you, look you in the eye, shake your hand, and deal with you one-on-one. Frontier Auto Group, been a trusted franchise dealer since 1936, and they don't want to lose that trust. So they'll continue to support the community, offering to check your vehicles if you have a check engine light, low tire pressure, a weak battery, whatever it may be. Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net, in El Reno, on the roundabout at El Reno's Auto Alley.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit BeWellOKC.com to get started today.
Don't settle for less. Visit H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma City's firearms superstore. I'm Lee Matthews. With more than 4,000 new and used firearms in stock, H&H has one of the largest selections you'll find anywhere, featuring Springfield Armory, Glock, Walther, and more. Not sure what's right for you? Try before you buy. H&H has more than 100 different firearms available for rent on the range. So when you're looking for selection, value, and the ultimate shooting experience, head to H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
There is a hierarchy of oppression. The problem a lot of these rich white kids are having is nobody feels bad for them. So the only way they can score victimhood points is by saying capitalism's bad. We have this oppressive system. It's unfair to us. Ergo, every single one of us is a victim. And that's what we have the Democrat Party catering to, a generation of privileged idiots.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Lee Matthews on The Drive on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Jacqueline writes, Lee, I wanted to read so much when I was a preschooler that I ran away from kindergarten, age 5, because they were not teaching me to read. I love that Dolly honored her father, who was illiterate, by providing free books to babies and to kids. Jacqueline, that's nice to hear. You know, my sister was also not happy that in kindergarten they were not teaching to read. So she just taught herself. And the teachers thought, you're not reading. You're just memorizing. And they went and got her something that she had never seen before, and she read it. And then they said to my mom, your daughter is reading? What? Yes, she can read. She taught herself how to read. And my sister was just that, she was just that sharp when it came to anything. And so was my dad, too, far sharper than I am. But took me to the first grade, I think, maybe even second grade to get it underway, to get it taken care of. But now I'm doing just fine. Thank you. And I'm leaving you in the capable hands of Joe Pags, who's coming up next on Freedom 96.9.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.